Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, March 28th, 2013, broadcasting from the Carver Center for Public Radio. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Dr. Marcus Erickson, director of the Five Gyres Institute in Los Angeles, will speak about his firsthand experiences with the massive Mid-Pacific Ocean garbage dump in a talk called Saving Our Synthetic Seas. The free talk will begin at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, April 4th in Giffel's Auditorium in Old Main on the University of Arkansas campus.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on Ozarks, the steel mill superproject continues to be examined, scrutinized, and debated. Grant Tenniel with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission talks about the project. Plus, Thomas Hilton, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, is coming to Fayetteville next week to talk about his crusade for smarter city planning. We'll talk to him later on this program.
But first, the Arkansas House will likely consider an override today of a veto by Governor Mike Beebe of a bill that would require voters to present a photo ID at the polls. Yesterday, the override passed in the Senate.
With a vote of 21 yeas, 12 nays, you have voted to override the governor's veto of Senate Bill 2, sent to the House.
Republican Senator Brian King was a sponsor of the bill. Before the vote, he disputed claims by opponents of the proposal that there is not a problem with election fraud in Arkansas.
As I've said in this, and I've worked on voter fraud and our election reform issues for a long time, been a former election commissioner for a brief time, and we know that election fraud is happening here in Arkansas, and the people that's been denying it have found out that we do have election fraud here.
Opponents of the bill have suggested minorities and senior citizens will be most impacted by a photo ID requirement.
The Arkansas House of Representatives passed a resolution yesterday to reaffirm Constitutional Amendment 83 and support the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. The largely symbolic vote came as the Supreme Court considers cases this week on the constitutionality of same-sex marriage. Amendment 83, which was approved overwhelmingly by voters in 2004, banned recognition of same-sex unions in Arkansas. The resolution, introduced by Republican Representative Jim Dotson of Bentonville, received emotional responses by legislators. Among them, Democratic Representative Deborah Ferguson of West Memphis.
This resolution is hurtful to our sons, our daughters, and an entire community who hasn't chosen to be gay. It says that we don't value them as equal citizens. What are the consequences of intolerance? What are the consequences of saying we value some lives less?
Representative Dotson responded, saying the resolution was meant to give legislative members an opportunity to weigh in on what he called one of the most decisive issues of our time. He refuted arguments that he meant harm.
I don't believe I have hatred toward anybody, but I don't believe we need to redefine marriage that's been around for thousands of years.
Meanwhile, Representative Justin Harris of West Fork, a Republican, said the resolution testified to values held by many.
Although they may not be mainstream with the liberal media, they are mainstream with the heartbeat of everyday Arkansans.
Democratic Representative Warwick Sabin of Little Rock eventually had to excuse himself from the well from being overwrought with emotion. But before doing so, he spoke against the resolution, asserting that the struggle of gays to marry was about liberty.
I think if two consenting adults are willing to enter into a lifetime relationship with each other, then I don't see why that shouldn't be recognized by the government.
In other legislative news, a bill that would remove water quality standards for mineral content in small streams in the state is headed for a Senate vote this afternoon. House Bill 1929 would remove a special permit requirement for businesses that discharge minerals such as chlorides and sulfates into streams. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Andy Davis of Little Rock, says that current standards apply to water that will never be used as drinking water.
We've got a standard on a lot of bodies of water in the state that's not practical, and it's costing us millions of dollars to go through environmental studies to remove.
However, environmental and citizens groups gathered in the Capitol yesterday to voice opposition to the bill, saying it would harm water quality in the state. Glenn Hooks of the Sierra Club says the state has high water quality standards for a reason.
Every waterway is presumed to be either drinking water or potential drinking water, and so because of that, it has some special protections. This bill removes that presumption, so it's going to make it much easier to pollute our waterways.
Teresa Marks, director of the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, spoke against the bill in House committee last week, saying all the streams considered in the bill shouldn't default to a non-drinking water standard.
Arkansas Tech University will soon be searching for a new chancellor for its Ozark campus. Current Chancellor Joe Alice Blondin has been chosen as the next president of Clark State Community College in Springfield, Ohio. Dr. Blondin will begin her new job July 1st, but under her tenure at ATU Ozark, enrollment at the school has increased by 562%, and 16 new academic and technical programs have been introduced. Dr. Blondin joined the ATU Ozark staff in 2005 as the school's chief academic officer and was promoted to chancellor in June 2006. The college will begin a nationwide search for a new chancellor this spring.
Next month, the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville will play host to two cultural icons, one each from the world of computers and music, both of whom are known for their philanthropy and interest in education. Steve Wozniak, who co-founded Apple Computer with Steve Jobs and Ron Wayne in 1976, and designed the revolutionary Apple I and Apple II personal computers, will speak at Barnhill Arena at 7 p.m. Sunday, April 7th. Then at 7 p.m. Monday, April 29th, award-winning singer-songwriter John Legend will also speak at Barnhill Arena.
Give me the green light, give me just one night.
Besides selling millions of albums worldwide, Legend is also an activist for education and sustainability. He supports programs that combat poverty and the spread of HIV and AIDS. Both lectures are sponsored by the U of A's Distinguished Lecture Series. They're free and open to the public.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team wrapped up a two-game series last night against Mississippi Valley State. The Razorbacks defeated the Delta Devils 2-1 at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, meaning they swept the series. And it's five now wins in a row for the Razorbacks. They're 19-7 on the year. They will open up an SEC series against Mississippi State Friday night at Baum Stadium in Fayetteville.
Tonight, cloudy skies with a 50% chance for showers after 8 p.m. in northwest Arkansas, a 40% chance for showers in the Arkansas River Valley, overnight lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy with a 60% chance for precipitation and a high near 64 in northwest Arkansas, cloudy, 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms and 67 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, cloudy and a 70% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Lows from 49 to 54.